Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. Claudette brings fresh, innovative perspectives that push the boundaries of what organizational cultures can and should be. Learn how to catalyze your organization's workforce into an authentic, intentional, and financially successful culture. Now here's your host, Claudette Rowley.
Hi, everybody. This is Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some groundbreaking ways to transform your company's culture. Twice each month, we have some of the foremost experts on organizational culture, change, and leadership, helping us understand how to make a brilliant culture the rule rather than the exception. Today, I'm really excited about today's guest. Today's guest is a gentleman named Whitney Vosburgh, and I'm going to introduce him. He is the co-founder of Work the Future Today, which is a social venture offering vision, leadership, and solutions for maximizing all sorts of potential, personal potential, organizational potential, and societal potential. And he's also the co-founder of Brand New Purpose, which is a brand transformation consulting firm that creates purpose-built, values-driven opportunities. He is the co-author also of a really amazing book that we're going to talk about today, which is also called Work the Future Today. Whitney graduated with a master's in religious leadership for social change from the Graduate Theological Union, and he also attended the Parsons School of Design in New York. His expertise on the future of work has been featured in several books, including a bestseller by Dan Pink. Welcome, Whitney.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm delightful. Spring is always a wonderful time.
It is, isn't it? It's so, I know, I'm in the greater Boston area, and when I was out driving today to a couple different meetings, I was noticing everything's so green and the trees are flowering, and it is. It's just like everything's come back to life. I never get tired of it. How about you?
Yes, yeah, spring has sprung, and the rebirth and the circle of life is a marvelous thing to experience.
It is. Yeah. And I think that's, it's an interesting kind of fitting metaphor for a lot of what you talk about in your book, isn't it?
Yes.
Work the Future Today. So, I'd love to start by just having you share with us just a bit about, you know, what is this book about really in a nutshell, and what inspired you and Charlie to write it?
Well, my purpose is your purpose. Charlie and myself, he being an expert on the future of work, I've written many books about it. We're talking about how the future is now, and there's no room for futurism or futurists. There's only room for nowists. Things are happening so quickly, so dramatically, and new and ever surprisingly different ways, that it's so important for us to, since we all co-create the future now and now and now, mostly unintentionally, imagine if we did it intentionally based on our unique purpose, our unique gifts, and bringing those to life and putting them to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm fascinated, you know, what you were saying about not being a futurist, but a nowist, right?
Yes. That
the future is now and what we're co-creating in this moment, right?
Yes.
And it's really interesting, and it makes me think about the beginning of your book, you talk about the shift from the old story of profit first to the new story of purpose first. So for listeners who, you know, haven't read your book, what are you talking about? What are you referring to there?
Yes, capitalism, as it has been practiced for the last few hundred years, was based on extraction, exploitation, and a focus on shareholders. This has brought many of us far, but no further. So we have a new emerging story of purpose first, which is based on addition, co-creation, with a focus on stakeholders. You can think of it as capitalism took us as far as it could with the triple bottom line of profit, people, planet. Mm-hmm. The new story flips that paradigm to planet, people, profit. Why? Well, if there's no planet, there's no people. And if there's no people, there's no profit. It's that simple.
So, you know, and I couldn't agree with you more. And I think I love the simplicity of that, you know, what you just described. If there's no planet, we don't have people. And then we certainly, you know, don't have profits.
Right.
I think this is an important idea, and an idea that's not hard for, I'm sure, anybody to understand, yet is so overlooked. In your opinion, why is this overlooked almost, you know, constantly?
Because most people, particularly men, have not traveled that longest distance of the 18 inches from the head to the heart.
Ah, got it.
We have too much of what is known as PMS, pale, male, and stale.
I haven't heard that one before. So
we need we need more diversity of all kinds, not just the obvious types.
And there's something, like you said, that 18 inches from the head to the heart. And what have you seen, you know, when people travel that distance? What happens?
Well, the transformation is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going from head to heart, you're going from IQ to EQ, which is a planet, possibly a planet-saving journey. And then once you've made that leap, is to travel another 18 inches from heart to gut. So you have intellectual intelligence to the emotional intelligence to your intuitive intelligence. That is our core. So the question is, are individuals and organizations meeting one another from core to core, from true essence, based on your purpose, your passion, your values, your unique gifts? Or are you doing it not from your core, which means that it's imbalanced, out of tune, miscalibrated, and all that flows from that?
Right. Only using the brain intelligence, right?
Yeah.
And leaving out your gut and your heart.
The truth of the matter is that we have brain tissue in our brain, in our heart, and in our gut. So those are our three types of intelligence that if they are truly aligned, that's when we actually become what we are meant to be. Fully embodied with the three innate wisdoms that we have internally. So you have to go, all the answers are inside us. So we have to go from head to heart to gut. Once those are in alignment, then we need to externalize that. And we do that by going from head to heart to hands. So the head is the home of your why. Your heart is the home of your who and where. Your hands are the home of your practice, your how, your what, your when, your how much. And the commonality is all based on finding and then sharing your unique gifts with those who most benefit from them in ways that help them access that as much as possible.
Yeah, thank you for laying that out so clearly. I mean, it's really, when you put it like that, it's something we could all do, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, along those lines, one of the things you talk about in the book is the world and the world of business and the world in general needing what you call a new operating system, right? I think you call it the GPS global purpose system, right?
Yes, GPS. Okay. In terms of being, what we need is the global operating system has been capitalism. We need and deserve a new operating system. And instead of having it, having a GPS, of having a global profit system, we need a global purpose system. So we start with why instead of how much.
Right, right. Yeah, we start with why instead of how much, which changes the game completely.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and there are, as we all know, there are companies that are starting to focus on their why, right? They are starting to focus on their purpose. They're looking at it a little differently than they used to. And they still may be profit-driven. It seems like there's a transition. I was just curious to get your take on that.
Yes. Within 5 to 10 years, the majority of large companies who aren't obviously positively, sustainably, and preferably regeneratively driven, they will be out of business if they're not. And any company that isn't embracing transformation, you know, the difference between innovation is that it's what you do to stay in place today, whereas transformation is what you do to stay ahead tomorrow and the day after. And on top of that, it's irreversible. So it's not about being the change, it's about being the transformation.
Yes. Yes.
And we're going from, you know, sustainability is a concept that was ahead of its time. We didn't rise to the occasion, and now it's behind the times. So it's not about sustainability, it's about regeneration. Leaving things better than you found them.
Yeah, I love that. Regeneration, leaving things better than you found them. So we're not just sustaining anymore. We're actually doing something entirely different. We're actually going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd love to revisit this idea of regeneration and explore it a little bit more. So you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley. Please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Back on Cultural Brilliance Radio, I'm Claudette Rowley, and for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Whitney Bosper, who is the co-author and co-founder of Work the Future Today. So Whitney, we were just, before the break, we were just starting to touch on this idea of regeneration and transformation and how that's different than innovation and sustainability. Do you mind just illustrating those differences for us?
Yes, innovation is making incremental changes to stay in place today.
Mm-hmm.
So sustainability is the same sort of idea. It's being in a leaky boat and bailing water out just to stay afloat. But you're not necessarily going anywhere, and certainly not fast.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas transformation is what you do to stay ahead today, tomorrow, long into the future. The difference is it's irreversible. So instead of bailing out your leaky boat, you build a new boat, or you go on land, or you fly, or it's just doing something that's dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
Usually based on something that's creative, additive, beneficial, so that it's like regeneration. Regeneration is about leaving things better than you found them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Leaving things better than you found them. As you were talking, I'm thinking, I'd love to hear an example of a organization you worked with that went through this regeneration and transformation process. Would you be able to share one with us?
Yes. I worked with a very large pharmaceutical distribution company.
Mm-hmm.
That also owns a large national pharmacy chain,
mm-hmm.
which is mom and pop, Midwest, Deep South, small town, multi-generational pharmacies that act as the community hubs. So I repositioned the pharmacy chain as the champions of community care. And everything we did in marketing, communications, sales, outreach, reflected that. It increased sales by over 300% in 6 months.
Wow.
So that was truly innovative. But the company did not learn the transformative value of what we did, so they went back to their old ways.
Wow.
So that was... Yes, is staying in place and getting ahead for a little while. You know, we moved the needle significantly. The true value was showing that you could do much better by doing good, which sounds like good business practice to me, but to majority of corporate America, that's a radical idea. What does radical mean? It means going back to the roots, treating people as they wish to be treated.
Right, which is it, again, who doesn't want that, right? Everyone wants to be, you know, treated the way they would want to.
Yeah. And that's why it's the perfect illustration why it's so important to travel that 18 inches from head to heart.
Mm-hmm.
We relate intellectually, but we relate emotionally because human beings are emotional beings. The most powerful thing on earth is this thing called love, which provides transformative emotional experiences. That is the holy grail of human relations, of community building, of commerce, of marketing.
It is. And so when you're working with organizations, do you talk about the transformative power of love?
Not in those words.
Okay.
But I do talk about the importance of embracing our humanity.
Yes.
Finding our gifts, sharing our gifts, and learning how best to share our gifts. You know, you can put it in business terms in terms of what is our value proposition, who are our stakeholders, and what is our best go-to-market strategy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same, you know. And one thing you mentioned earlier in our conversation was in 5 years, big companies that are not regeneratively driven, right, that they'd be out of business. So 5 years is not much time, and I'm really curious how you came up with that time frame. What's leading you to think 5 years?
Businesses cannot plan more than 5 years out.
True.
And that's always been true, but now more so than ever. Mm-hmm. I think majority will have started to move in that direction within 5 years' time. And I think within 10 years, if those who have made the move, they'll be dead.
Mm-hmm.
The length of time on the Fortune 500 list grows ever shorter. You know, it's going centuries to decades to years.
Yes, absolutely. That makes sense. So it's 5 years is just not much time. So I was curious about that.
Yeah. Well, given the scope, the depth, the breadth, the velocity of change, 5 years now is like 50 years before in last century.
True.
What is happening and will continue to happen is like nothing that has ever happened in the history of people. This is radically different by many orders of magnitude. Most people have not a clue what is happening and will continue to happen ever more so.
What do you see happening?
I see a division of our economy into two economies. The old story and old economy of profit first,
mm-hmm.
driven by cities like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, and LA,
mm-hmm.
where you have nexus of money, power, control, influence, ownership, education, higher education, capital, ever greater emphasis on all things driven digitally in terms of artificial intelligence, robotics, automated cognition, cybernetics, and many other fast-changing technologies and the people who control that. So you have coastal urban centers of power, money, control, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That's about money, power, profit, and ego. There will be for every swing of one pendulum, there's a counter pendulum swinging the opposite direction. So that's about the 1% and those who work for the 1%. So let's say you've got 1%, you got 9% that follow who work for the 1%, and then you've got the 90%. And they're going to be rural, they're going to be suburban, they are going to be in between the coasts, and this is going to be a purpose-driven, or to put it in emotional terms, people-first, people and planet-first economy. It's a heart-based economy, whereas the 1% economy is based on the head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's IQ and financial capital versus EQ and relational capital. And it's in part small, local, land-based, more communal driven lifestyle, in part by necessity, in part through desire.
Are you starting to see that already?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's fascinating. Thank you for sharing, articulating that and painting those pictures. When you talk about, in the book, you talk about community. And I was really fascinated by it because I haven't seen a lot written about it in the way that you wrote about it. That you're using this term in different ways and you connect it to economy. And I think that's, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. Like when you're talking about community here, what do you really mean?
As you know, there's the difference between space and place.
Mm-hmm.
As space is to house, place is to home. So community, yes, is geospatial. It has a geographical fixed location. Much more importantly, it's an emotional, societal construct. In other words, home is where the heart happens to be. So the importance of, and American society is less mobile than it was. It will become ever less mobile, but we still have largely a rootless society. And what happens when you have a tree that's rootless? It falls over. It's weak at best. So we need to become rooted in a series of overlapping communities. There isn't just one community. It's not the place where we live. There are many. We are actually members of many communities, overlapping communities at the same time. You know, there's our sports community, our faith community, our work community, our neighborhood community, so on and so forth. The thing is that we often don't think about it, we don't realize it, and we sort of, it just is. And the important thing is that we become far more intentional. Knowing what our purpose is, knowing what our place is, you know, where is our communities of choice, where we belong, where we are something much greater than our individual selves. That where we belong, where we connect, where we have tremendous value, and where we can share our gifts so that we can be all better together.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask a few more questions because I'm fascinated by this conception, this visualization of what's possible in community. So you were listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley. And when we come back, we're going to dive back into what community really can and it sounds like should be. Stay tuned.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Claudette Rowley, and you are back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm here today with my guest, Whitney Vosburg, who is the co-author and co-founder of Work the Future Today. Whitney, before we go back into talking about community, for listeners who want to learn more about you and find the book, what is the best way for them to reach you?
Is to go to our website, which is www.workthefuture.today.
Nice, thank you.
And our two books are available on Amazon.
Excellent, good. So you have the regular size book, Work the Future Today, and you have the pocket size book, right?
Yes. The first book is a Atlas of Change. Mm-hmm. The second book, The Pocket Pal, is a guidebook to change. It's filled with actionables and resources.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed that when I was looking through that, and I thought, wow, the kind of thing you can put in your bag, right?
Yep.
You can always have it with you.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you make this connection, and you started when you were describing community to make it here. That there's a big connection between place and work, right? To feeling fulfilled in our work and where we do that work and where we live. And I don't know that I haven't seen that connected very often. So I'd love to hear more about that. What's important about it?
Well, the word place denotes an emotional quality as well as a physical one. So it's called workplace for a reason. It's not our work site or our work space, it's workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Since work is so important to so many people, not only for their livelihood, but for also their life, having a sense of their source of self-identity, of where they take what they bring to life and then put it to work.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of the workplace is that we all have our individual purpose. Sometimes it's within us intrinsically. Sometimes it's explicit. We know it and it's externalized. We can talk about it. We demonstrate it. The important thing is to, any which way we can, have a sense of, or actually are able to articulate, what is our individual purpose, our unique gift or gifts. So that's one thing. And then you have organizations which have their purpose and their reason for existence and what gifts they bring to life. There has to be an overlap between your individual purpose and your organization's purpose. If there isn't an overlap, you're in the wrong job and the wrong organization.
Thanks for that perspective. That's really, that's interesting, right? When we, like you said, it's workplace, not workspace.
Yeah.
It's workplace, right? And that it matters. And the other thing, as we're talking, that's occurring to me is that what we, how, you know, how our own self-awareness, our own self-fulfillment is really tying into our impact on our community, right? How intentional we are about things. Is that one of the connections that you're making?
Everything we do and don't do, everything we say and don't say, everything we think and don't think, everything we feel and don't think, feel, impacts our daily existence, which then impacts everyone around us, which then impacts the world.
And so someone, for someone who's just trying to get through the day, right? Having some personal challenges, maybe don't like their job very much, right? Stressed, all of that. So, and you extrapolate that, you know, what you're saying is that actually their challenges or suffering or whatever they're experiencing is, it, you know, has the ripple effect out into the rest of the world. Is that, just to make sure I'm hearing that correctly?
Yes, and employees that have a sense of purpose and fulfillment and belonging and connection and offering the value of being generative are happy employees. So they go home and help contribute to a happy household, to a happy neighborhood, to a happy community, to a happy faith-based community. If they're unhappy at work, they're going to be unhappy wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do so many unhappy male workers in their jobs go home and beat their wives? That's why that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they haven't looked inside themselves. They haven't gotten intimate with their true selves by traveling, you know, from their head to their heart, from their thoughts to their feelings, and then even further to their intuition, their gut instincts, so that if they don't know who they are, they don't know what they should be doing and where and with whom, then of course they're going to be frustrated and depressed, and they're going to take that home, and they're going to take it wherever they go. Wherever you are, there you are. And everything that you are and aren't, and everything you do and don't do, everything you think and feel and say and don't, is the sum of you. And wherever you are, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Travels with you always, everywhere.
It does. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
It does always travel. Yes.
Inescapable.
Yes. Yes. The just shifting gears a little bit. One of the things that stood out to me when I was reading your book was this, the idea of the community brand.
Yes.
Community brand. Which, again, don't hear a lot about. You know, probably there are some communities, I think, that probably do more work with this than others. But what is a community brand?
The slogan, Virginia is for lovers.
Right.
I heart NY. I love New York. Those are very well-known place brands, community brands that have been with us for a long time and have been very successful. Here's the thing. There are so many ghost towns throughout the United States, not just in the West in terms of old mining towns, but old industrial towns, old intentional communities, whether they belong to the Shakers or others. There are all kinds of communities all over the United States that are ghost towns. And now with the brain drain towards the big cities and those who are left behind, those who go to the big city have a lot of money, power, and influence, but they also have a lot of stress, depression, and what have you. So that there are so many small to medium-sized rural local governments, counties, towns, villages, hamlets, that have lost their industry, so they're losing their younger people, and within a decade or two, they will be ghost towns. Unless they decide on, we are a community, an intentional community, based on the following thoughts, feelings, goals, desires. What is it about us that makes us unique, different, valuable, and sustainable? Why, you know, we all vote with our mouths, our hands, our feet, our wallets, through social media. It's, in other words, you know, why do you work there instead of here? Why do you live there instead of here? We all make continuously invest our time, money, energy, association, word of mouth, etc., in different brands. So there's local brands, there's work brands, there's faith-based brands, all kinds of brands. Brands are not what you are, it's what others say you are. So it's, you know, different places have reputations or no reputations. Detroit lost its reputation as being the motor vehicle production center of the world. So look what happened to it. Mm-hmm. It's a ghost town compared to what it was.
Yeah, that's a great example. I actually grew up outside of Detroit. And even then it was more robust than it is now, but it was already fading, you know? So it's, what could have happened, right? Through regeneration and intentional.
Yeah. Just a number of decades ago, you know, it was said by the President of the United States, what's good for GM is good for the United States.
Mm.
Wouldn't be catching anybody saying that now.
Probably not.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for explaining. I think that's really important and interesting. It gives us this whole different perspective on place and community and what's really possible there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can put some of these ideas into practice. This is Claudette Rowley, and you're listening to Cultural Brilliance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. visit heather-allison.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
On Cultural Brilliance Radio, I'm Claudette Rowley. And before Whitney and I start talking about, his recommendations and next steps and how you can put these ideas into practice, Whitney, can you share your website one more time, please, for listeners?
Yes. It's www.workthefuture.today.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And I love that you have .today on your website. It's great. And that it all ties together with the book.
Yep.
So for people who are listening, and I'm sure everyone listening is intrigued by the book and these ideas you're talking about, they're so fresh. What are recommendations? What are next steps that you often give people who want to start exploring these ideas?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Slow down. Mm-hmm. Do less. Be more.
So we could spend a few hours on each one of those, right?
But the thing is, all the answers are deep within us. Zen is my job.
Yeah.
So we need to go beyond the chatter of our monkey mind, the ego, to tap into our true genius, our power, our brilliance, our essence.
So, this, but I'm contrasting it with the externalization, usually, right? It gets very externalized. We have to save this community. We need to transform this company, right? We need to whatever we need to do that involves more than one person. And it's almost always externalized. And you're saying, no, it's all inside, right? Start with yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't just be the change, be the transformation that you wish to see in the world.
So when we're slowing down, we're doing less, and we're being more. What becomes available?
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything that matters. Everything that's of true value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's peace of mind, tranquility, self-knowledge, empowerment, clarity. Priorities, love, relaxation, fun, creativity, inspiration, kindness, compassion, empathy.
Yeah, it was interesting before this show today, live show. I was out at meetings all morning with a client and got back to my home office. And I did just what you said. I took 10 or 15 minutes and didn't do anything because I've had such a good week, but a really hectic one. So I didn't do anything for 15 minutes and it was incredibly rejuvenating.
Yes. It's the difference between being a human being and human doing is enormous.
Right. And I just, when you said that, it just struck me. That's what I did. I mean, I've had plenty to, I could have done in those 15 minutes, trust me. Right. I could have gotten one thing done, but I knew I could just tell, I needed to not do anything for 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. All too many of us are human havings. We're owned by our stuff.
We're owned by our stuff. Yeah.
And all too many of us are human doings. We define ourselves by what we do. It's much more fun, better, valuable to be a human being. And even beyond that, to what we truly are, we're human becomings. Because change, all there is change. So we might as well embrace it and actively participate in for being forever changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it might as well be for the better.
So the slow down, do less, be more, which, you know, I love. When you share, I mean, I can imagine there are some folks who hear this and have a lot of reasons why that's not possible.
Well, there's no such thing as didn't have a choice. We are the
exactly
sum of our choices. Yeah. If nothing else in the world, we always have three things we can do. We can act, not act, or react.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, in any given circumstance, those are the three choices we have left to us. And human beings don't do anything they don't want to do. They might justify it otherwise after the fact, but the truth is we all do what we want to do.
Wow, overlooked point. We all do what we want to do, right? We actually do.
Yes.
If we peel the layers of that onion down, right, to the root, that's what you're going to find.
Most of us are grown-up children.
Mm-hmm.
There's all too few of us who are adults. Adults take full responsibility for all their actions and non-actions, for all their choices and non-choices. That's the difference between being an adult child and a fully fledged adult. Somebody who shows up intentionally and takes responsibility for their intentions and their actions.
And that's a transformation, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A remarkable transformation.
Yeah, it really is.
In other words, adult children are into naming and blaming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We've all seen that a lot in organizations, right? And I've actually been working with one for the past year.
I think of U.S. politics, and certain people come to mind.
Right. Yes. U.S. politics. Absolutely. You know, naming, blaming, shaming. Right. Yeah. Finger pointing. Right. Right. The whole spectrum. And which takes us, you know, to the other end of whatever is opposite of transformation. However you're defining that, that's where it puts us. So, you know, I think this is, you know, the message that you have, the book that you've written with Charlie, the ideas you're putting out into the world, are urgent, aren't they? They're completely urgent.
We're in a most urgent situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have a choice. Fear or love? Destruction or creation? Death or life?
Mm-hmm.
Naming, blaming, shaming, or self-responsibility, self-love, so that we can be responsible for ourselves, to ourselves, and others.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can be worse off or better off. Better together or worse together, or worse divided.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I mean, it's really, it's an amazing note to end the show on. and really self-responsibility, self-love, loving each other, and this choice, right? That there's a great choice. There's a great choice at hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Whitney, thank you so much for being on the show today and for sharing your ideas and your visions.
It's been stimulating, and thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Oh, my pleasure. And I want to thank all of our listeners as always. Thank you for tuning in to Cultural Brilliance Radio. As always, we had a great time. Please join us every second and fourth Friday of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Have a really great couple of weeks, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. You can download this podcast and find out more about Claudette and her breakthrough work at claudetterowley.com. Please contact Claudette and find out how you can create a brilliant culture.